Holiday shopping is in full swing. At least it better be for you. Time to talk toys and the stocks behind them. Jim Silver is co-publisher of Toy Wishes magazine, which puts out the Hot Dozen, an annual list of the 12 most popular toys for the holidays. Jim Silver, welcome to the Motley Fool Radio Show.
Hi, how are you?
Jim, Toy Wishes puts out an annual list of the 12 toys that it predicts will be the most popular for the holiday. Which of those toys are looking particularly hot right now?
We actually did store checks this past week, and we found six of them to be basically in sold-out situations, starting with the Doris Talking Kitchen from Fisher-Price. Toys R Us had a couple of pieces. Otherwise, going through other stores like Walmart, Target, KB, we couldn't find any. Black Belt's Karate, couldn't find anywhere from Spin Master. Hasbro is doing unbelievable with their tween electronics, and the leader is iDog. If you can get an iDog, consider yourself lucky. That one was sold out in every retailer we've been to.
Okay, so iDog, I have to admit, I don't know the iDog, and I do have three children who might appreciate an iDog. Sounds like I may be too late to the party, but what is the iDog?
iDog is a little mechanical dog, costs about $29.99 if you can buy it. And it hooks up to your iPod and becomes an iPod speaker. It's really cool, really sleek looking, very fashionable, especially for girls that want not your typical square speaker for an iPod. So for $30, you have a speaker for an iPod. It lights up, the ears move, it barks. It's a great iPod accessory.
Mm. And looking over eBay right now, I see, really, it looks like hundreds of iDogs are listed. So even if it's gone from our local retail shop, there's no question that a lot of people are migrating to e-commerce and using eBay, at least to resell.
Well, you have to go to eBay because there's nowhere else to get it. You go to all the big retailers, they're out. Unless you find one at a smaller retailer or a place like Sharper Image, which is also having great success selling them, you're going to be out of luck.
I want to ask you about one or two other toys that you mentioned. Can you talk a little bit about Black Belt's Karate and just lay out the story behind a few of these very popular toys?
Well, Black Belt Karate from Spin Master is a take off a popular adult play pattern. They started last year with Bella Dancerella, which was really hot and still hot again this year. They take in how parents like to do Tai Bo, workout tapes, and figure that kids want to do the same thing. So last year they had you could buy a video, a ballet bar, and a mat for $25, and it would instruct a child to learn how to be a little girl, to be a ballerina. This year they did something for boys, and they have Tommy Nitro, a bop bag for punching and kicking, and all the basic karate steps. So for $25, you're literally getting a full-scale karate lesson for a young child, and the tape you can watch over and over, and you learn all the basic moves of karate.
Mm. Now let's talk about one or two toys that in your mind maybe represent hidden gems. Maybe they're not as hot as the iDog or Black Belt's Karate, but you think, hey, this is actually a really good toy. Somebody would appreciate it under the tree this year, and not many people have heard of it.
Well, the one that is the unbelievable selling doll and not on our hot list is Amazing Amanda. And a lot of people haven't heard of it because it has not received a lot of publicity. And it is just the most unbelievable doll, lifelike doll ever made. The other one that pops to mind is from a company called Technosource, a little handheld electronic item, a Sudoku. Sudoku is so hot. It's in all the papers, and they're first out with a little electronic Sudoku game, so you can take these puzzles electronically on a plane, on the road, or anywhere you want.
I've seen that, and it is amazing, the popularity of the Sudoku. It's right next to the crossword puzzle these days in newspapers. Now, Jim, as you know, we are a business show, so I want to get your quick thoughts on a few of the publicly traded toy companies. And I want to start with one whose stock is down over the last year. It has big brands including Barbie, American Girl, Fisher-Price, and Hot Wheels. What do you make of Mattel these days?
I think Mattel is in its transitional phase, and they have a lot of work to do on their girls and boys division. Barbie's had a lot of competition from Bratz, and the doll market has been flat, even for both Barbie and Bratz. And that area, I think they have to reevaluate, and I think you're going to see a lot of changes there in the next couple of years.
Mm. Next one up, its stock is up over the last year. Its brands include Play School, My Little Pony, Milton Bradley, and Tiger Electronics. What is your take on, and this is one of my long-term stock recommendations, but what is your take on Hasbro?
I happen to love what Hasbro has done in terms of transitioning the company. They've realized that kids are getting older, younger, and they have to be more and more into electronics. As kids are on computers at age 18 months. So they've really done a great job focusing on electronics for kids. You look at all these electronics that they came out with this year. iDog, sold out. ChatNow, already sold out. VCamNow, the little camcorder for children, sold out. VideoNow, doing exceptionally well. And they have more electronic items coming out for the next year. They realize the business has changed. They've added in their games division a lot of DVD gameplay, and they've really transitioned that company for the future using technology. Mm. So I think they've done a great job, probably the leader within the toy industry, in doing things that you would not consider a standard toy.
A lot of us lack this kind of big-picture realization. Mattel, for the record, is about twice the size in terms of its market cap, its stock's value, as Hasbro, just for context's sake. Next, I want to talk about a smaller company. Its products include WWF merchandise, that's the World Wrestling Federation, and flywheels. Stock's been on a bit of a roller coaster over the past year. What is your take on Jack's Pacific, which is JAKK on the NASDAQ?
Well, Jack's has two different divisions. One, they made a great purchase of Play Along. And the Play Along division has been doing exceptionally well. They've become the retro kings of the toy industry, from Care Bears, which is still hot, to Cabbage Patch, which is hot, to bringing back Doodle Bear, which is doing very well, and Sky Dancers. Everything Play Along has touched has done exceptionally well. On the West Coast, you have the Wheel division, and Flywheels is the hottest thing in terms of diecast. In respect to wrestling, wrestling is cyclical, and you talked about a roller coaster. It's only a small part of the company, but wrestling goes in cycles. It'll be really hot, then it'll start to slow down, then it'll pick up again. And so you have to expect those cycles from wrestling. They're really strong in activity, and Jack's is another company that's diversified themselves outside of toys. They're strong in the stationery business. They're strong in the arts and crafts business, and they realize that you have to be out of the traditional toy business and have your products and make products that are available in non-traditional toy departments.
Hmm. And Jack's, for the record, is up about 100% over the last 5 years versus a flat to down market, so it's been a good long-term stock. It's just been nothing special here over the last year. It's under $1 billion today. And I want to ask you about one more that's sub $1 billion, and that's Leapfrog Enterprises. A lot of people have seen the Leap Pads. These are popular technology items for kids these days. Leapfrog is about $750 million today. Stock's slightly up over the last year. What do you think about Leapfrog and its potential, let's say, over the next 3 to 5 years?
Leapfrog is going through a transitional phase. They've done exceptionally well over the last 4 or 5 years up until a year ago. One of the problems that Leapfrog has had is they've been dependent on essentially one SKU, which is the Leap Pad. They had 5 different Leap Pads, from a quantum Leap Pad to a Leap Pad for infants to my first Leap Pad, but they became so dependent on essentially the same item that it eventually hit a saturation point and slowed down. And that's the reason why you saw LeapPad have their struggles.
Mm-hmm.
What they've done is they had many changes in management. They brought in a new president, Jerry Perez, Mike Wood, the founder's no longer part of the company, and they're now working on bringing out new items. They've introduced Leapster last year, which has done exceptionally well, a follow-up this year at LMAX. They introduced the pen-top computer this year, which is called the Fly. It's a computer and a pen, and it's doing exceptionally well at retail. Leapfrog is going to have to continue to develop more items and expand their product line in order to have success.
Jim Silver is the co-publisher of Toy Wishes. Jim, thanks for joining us on the Motley Fool Radio Show.
Have a great holiday.
You too.
Toys galore, scattered on the floor.
A scooter for Jimmy,
a dolly for Sue,
the kind that will even say,
how do you do?
When Christmas Day is here, the most wonderful day of the year.